welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 19th of November, 2008, and the title of this podcast is A Choice of Puppies. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. A Choice of Puppies. Beginners. We have a dog. It is a female. Her name is Rosie. We all love her very much. However, I think my children would like another dog. Actually, it would be nice for Rosie to have a playmate. The children spend quite a few hours in school and only play with Rosie later in the day and at the weekend. One good place to find a dog is the Humane Society. This is an amazing place. Animals that have been abandoned or who are unwanted find a home there. They are fed, exercised, given medicines if they need any, and put up for adoption. The public can go and visit the animals and buy them for a low price. I am happy that there is a place like that for the poor animals that nobody wants. Humane means treating living things well and with respect. Advanced. My children roped me into going to the Humane Society today. It's not as though I don't like the place. It's just that my children seem to rope me into doing lots of things lately. I'm actually very pleased that we have a Humane Society in our town. We have been considering getting another puppy as a playmate for our dog Rosie. So, of course, on the way there, everybody was talking with excitement about the kind of dog we should get and when. As we walked in, we saw, immediately in front of us, a set of cages for cats. Big, medium, and small were laying around, looking feline and soft, their kittens playing rapidly with toys and bits of paper. We were allowed to pet a few of them. They seemed so tiny and fragile compared to our dog. Next, we were off to the kennels. There were three rooms with individual dogs in each. Again, the variety was huge. Some of them were lively and loud, while others had sorrowful, self-pitying eyes and quiet demeanours. It made you wonder what their experiences had been. We played with a couple of puppies, siblings, but they were too strong and boisterous for us. It was time to go, but I know that it is only a matter of time until we return. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.